With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Power consumption at Kejimkujik is now as green as its renowned forests. Since May, the National Park and Historic Site has been generating enough power on-site using solar panels to meet the needs of campers in Jeremy's Bay Campground. Site supervisor at Kejimkujik, Jonathan Shepherd, says this makes Keji the first park in Canada to go net zero.
The power that's actually consumed by visitors and the number of visitors that we have here, it's actually a hard sort of category of greenhouse gas emissions to reduce because, you know, it's up to individual choices and equipment and gear and stuff. So the principle for this one, for offsetting it, allows us to generate, you know, an equivalent amount of power so that when visitors come here that they know that their experience is powered by the sun and basically that it's a net zero camping experience.
Power is not stored at Keji but is sold to Nova Scotia Power and purchased back, creating a net zero exchange. Generating over 12,000 kilowatts per month, the 100-kilowatt solar array is made up of 272 photovoltaic panels and covers a 40 by 60 meter area. The array is located in a clearing near the front of the park, out of view of visitors on the site of a former weather station. Shepherd says the location was chosen after consultation with Mi'kmaq partners.
They were involved in the archaeology around this project, so we did that collaboratively. They were very supportive of the benefits of this project, but because we're also a National Historic Site that's designated so because of the Mi'kmaq cultural landscape, they were also interested in making sure that when you came into the park, you didn't see a big piece of infrastructure.
The solar project was funded through an almost $600,000 Government of Canada investment to support greenhouse gas emission reduction efforts in clean technology. Shepherd estimates at the rate the array is producing power, that investment will be paid off in 20 years. And perhaps most importantly, over their projected 35-year lifespan, the panels will be responsible for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by over 3,300 tons, the equivalent of taking 1,035 cars off the road. Shepherd says since the pandemic, people have sought connection with the outdoors, and it's important to make that experience as enjoyable and green as possible.
There's a direct link between the visitor's experience here in the campground and the knowledge that their experience is powered entirely by the sun. So that for us provides kind of a really neat connection between, you know, a visitor understanding their visit in the context of the larger picture, not only of protecting a national park, but the, you know, the work to mitigate against climate change as well while they're here.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.